G'day friends. It's an interesting time that we live in, and we are able to, in amongst the things that are ever changing, to be able to come and to be still and to know Him who doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today and forever. I recall being taught and knowing in God's word is one way that we take a break and to be free of the circumstances for a time and to listen to His word, to be spoken to by the Lord, to gain understanding in His word and to have revelation for today. So wherever you are at the moment, whatever your thoughts, when you flick on the news or try and catch up on the latest in the ever-changing world, it is good to have a place where we can draw near to God in stillness. So do that again, friends, for 20 seconds, and just to know that He is our God and with us. We pick up the story in Exodus 14 and how the people of Israel had left Egypt, gone in a road that is longer than what they had first thought, have travelled back and forwards a little bit along the Red Sea. Pharaoh's changed his mind and is out to capture them. 14 verse 10. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have brought us into the desert to die? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord I will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff, stretch out your hand over the sea and divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the heart of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." How are you all feeling and thinking about this text, friends? Stand still. The Lord will fight for you. The problems you see today, you will never see again. Well, for their time, that proved to be absolutely true. God was able to speak to them and to direct them through the courage of Moses. But I'm also surprised at how quickly the children of Israel had forgotten what had taken place to release them. All of the plagues and changes they went through, all of the wealth that they now possess in their hand from the Egyptians, and the first major hurdle, let's face it, they would have been quite fearful. I can understand their feeling of the circumstances around them. But it's a story for us too to be reminded how quickly we can forget the things that God has already done. The grace and the mercy, the provision, the friendship, the care, and perhaps each of us have had individual times when God has done something profound in our life. May we not see the issues around us and ignore what God has done in the past. So perhaps that's a word for us. Be still. The Lord will fight for you. And the second one, why are you crying out to me? Keep moving. Step forward into the sea. Raise out your hand and do things. And the power of God will go before us. May we be encouraged in that this morning. Proverbs 10, verse 12. Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs. Wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning, but a rod is for the back of one who has no sense. The wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin. May we have some words from the Lord today to guide us. Store up wisdom, store up knowledge. And by reading the Word of God, by listening to wisdom around us, we'll be able to face things without foolishness. God bless, friends. Remember, it is Friday, so I encourage you over the weekend to sit in stillness for 20 minutes or 2 hours, just to be still in your Sabbath without having to do and to rush and to check out the next latest update of news. Spend time receiving the news from God in stillness. And I hope too that you're able to be with us all at 9:30 on Church Online as we remember Palm Sunday, this significant event that God foretold and gives us hope for the future. God bless, friends. Talk to you on Monday.